On December 31st, 2010, this is Pulling You, number 21. Greeting, Bridge friends. This is Michael here from Bridge Hands. Well, we've made it through another year, haven't we? And this being the final hand of the week of discussion on finesses, and actually the final hand of the year, we hope you enjoyed this lesson. Here we go. South is the dealer. In spades, ace of spades, 4, diamonds, ace, queen, another 6 makes 10, another 5 for the king, queen of clubs, no help in hearts, 15 points. One no trump is our typical opening with a balanced hand. Some 4 triple threes we should downgrade, but the ace, queen, 10, 4th is a wonderful suit. And in clubs, king, queen, 3rd, very nice also. Off to west. Poor West, you've got 2 blackjacks. This is not what we call a blackjack special, is it? With 2 points, pass. We'll hope our partner can help. In North, Queen of Spades, 2. King, Jack, 4th of Diamonds. Another 4 makes 6. Ace of Clubs makes 10. Another 3 for the King of Hearts. 13 points. What do you say? Well, with no 4-card major, it won't be a 2-club stamen bid today. Going right to 3 no trump with 13 points, the maximum our partner will have is 17. 17 and 13 is 30, and we need 33 for a slam, so no slams today. So we're going to go ahead and sign off in 3 no trump. Over to east. Boy, you've surely got a nice heart suit. Look at that. Ace, queen, jack 5 times. That's 7 points, and certainly one for distribution since the honors are working so well. That would be equivalent of 8 points. King of spades, another 3, would make 11. So 10 high in hand, our poor partner has less than 5 points, right? Because if the opponents have at least 25, we're not going to get much help from partner. Hopefully a partner can find a good lead for us. So we'll pass. Back to south, since north was the captain and passed, we shall also pass. Back to west, a pass and the opening lead. Since there was not a stamen bid from the responder, we're inclined to want to lead one of our majors. Responder must have some length in the minors if they're not bidding a 4-card major. Moth-eaten diamond suit, only 2 clubs. Is it hearts or spades? Well, since we have 2 honors in spades, that's our inclination to lead that suit. And if responder, our left-hand opponent from West's perspective, happens to have a queen or a king, and our partner has maybe the better part of 10 points based upon our assessment, we might be able to trap something, so let's go ahead and lead the Jack of Spades. Why? We have no re-entries to this hand. It's now or never to capture something, so Jack of Spades it is. What do we see? Well, first of all, from the declarer's perspective, they're leading a spade. We'll come back to that. Looks like some kind of a sequence we expect. In diamonds, well, we've got 4 tricks there, no doubt about that. We've got all the top honors. In clubs, well, we've got the top 3 honors. We've got another 3 tricks there. I don't think 4, though, unless they're 3-3. We've got a 7-card suit. So unless the opponents are 3-3, which only happens 1 in 3, 36% of the time, we're not going to get a 4th trick in that suit. If we're desperate, we might save that for later. In hearts, boy, King Little opposite 10-8-6. If they switch to that suit, bad things can happen. We do not want to see West get on the lead again, do we? Okay, we'll think about that. So anyway, we have 1 for the Ace of Spades. We might get the Queen of Spades. And remember, that was the purpose of our discussion for the lesson today, as we're missing a split King Jack, and here's the Jack being led. So we might have to try a finesse to this 9-8. The 9-8 are going to come in handy, aren't we? So if it's from Jack 10 4th, we're in good shape. It could be that it's coming from a King Jack 10 4th, and it would still be this lead, the top of an interior sequence. But if there's a heart switch, bad things are coming our way, right? All right, so I think what we're going to do is we're going to run some diamonds, unless we don't want the opponents to do a signal, right? When one of them runs out, there will be some signals given. But I think it won't change our plan of play. And then we've got the club situation, which, as I say, it's not likely that they're to fall 3-3. So that's our plan. Okay, East-West, your turn now. east, you know, with your 10 high card points and seeing 13 here in the dummy, 13 and 16 on average in south, opening one no trump, that makes 16 and 13, 29 points. We've got 10. Well, partner's got less than 5 points, right? And there's one of them right there coming off the bat. And if partner couldn't do better than a jack lead, well, I don't think we should expect too much from partner, should we? So at this point, east, we're pretty much on our own. Okay, from the declarer's perspective, you may recall in our lesson today is that when we have the queen 9-8 combination, we normally like to finesse towards the 9-8. Declarer, do you want to cover with the queen? Well, we normally think cover and honor with an honor is kind of our first knee-jerk reaction, but in this case, we should think about it again. If it's jack from jack 10, then what will happen? If we cover with the queen, goes up with the king, we play with the ace. Eventually, when we have to play another spade, and west takes with the 10, a low and a low, what do you think is going to happen next? Well, west is going to do a switch. They're going to see the king doubleton of hearts. That's the suit they're going to switch to. And when that happens, whether we win it or not, bad things are going to happen, right? They're going to go ahead and cash out 5 heart tricks, plus that one that they just received. So we don't want that to happen. So with that jack of spade lead, we want to duck to be able to do a finesse to this hand. And when east wins it, east will not be able to do anything with hearts. In other words, we've got east with a lot of points we're anticipating, or possibly, and west is the dangerous hand. We don't want west to get in with this 10 of spades at all. Okay, I hope that helps. So we're going to play our 8-9 combination and come back and do a finesse in this suit. Got it? Okay, let's see what happens. So we want to discourage the suit with king 5-4. We play a 4. We'd love a heart switch from east's perspective. And declare, wins it with the ace. We have two choices. We either can go ahead and run our diamonds. We have the top 4 in that suit. Or we can go ahead and play a spade and hold our breath and try to take that finesse now. The playing 3 rounds of clubs is not a good idea, because if someone has jack 10 or jack 4th or 10 4th, and it happens to be west is one of them, the dangerous opponent, this is not a good thing. So we may not want to play the diamonds if we're afraid of a signal card. You know, when one of the opponents runs out and they give a signal. In this case, I don't think it's going to matter much. So we'll go ahead and play the diamonds. First of all, a low up to the king. And a jack of diamonds coming back. And we can do a signal card here. Since we've shown that we don't like the spades, if we play a 5 of clubs, it means we don't particularly like that suit either. And yet, seeing these 4 clubs and the dummy, we might want to keep parity with length and dummy. So as much as we would just as soon pitch one of the clubs, maybe it's a time to go ahead and signal with the heart. And about the best we can do is offer a 5 of hearts. A watchful partner in west will see there's only 2 with the doubleton and dummy, so might realize the 5 is helpful. Okay, off to our hand again. We can play a 10 from south, another diamond, a low diamond, and we are starting to get squeezed a little bit here, aren't we? We almost have to play a spade at this time. Okay, and we'll go up with a queen in south, a diamond in west, and the ace of diamonds, 9 of diamonds, 8 of diamonds, and boy, we're getting squeezed more and more all the time. I guess at this point we might almost abandon the club suit. No good play here for east. Too many busy cards. Okay, at this point, we need to do that spade finesse, don't we? We could try the 3 rounds of clubs, but bad things might happen once they get in. So we hold our breath, play a 2 of spades, No good play here for West. We'll play low. To the nine. To the king. I think we'll go up with the king. And a play from West. And DeClaire, were you watching East earlier? When they were getting squeezed on the suit, did you notice that they were taking some extra time on the cards? So in this case, they may have pitched a busy card, a club. So maybe we can actually promote an extra club once East did that pitch. Let's see. Well, we know our spade is good. The queen of spades has been promoted. So we'll do one more. The queen of clubs, a 10 of clubs, a 3, and a low from East. A club up to the ace. And we see that our 4 is promoted. We'll win the queen just in case, and we've lost track of a count. And we'll play the 4 of clubs, a heart. And we'll concede the last 2 tricks to the ace queen. So we actually made 10 tricks here because we were able to get an extra club tricks because East was squeezed. Let's look at that again. So recapping, West, very few points, led the jack of spades, hoping to trap a spade in the dummy hand. Had North had the ace, king of spades, and some others, good things would happen. In this case, leading the jack of spades gave DeClaire a guess. If the DeClaire goes up with the queen, a king to the ace, sooner or later in the hand, what will happen is that another spade needs to be led. And when the 10 of spades wins, it's going to be a heart switch. They're going to look at the dummy, and there's going to be that heart switch, and 5 tricks goes away, plus the spade that was won. So we don't want to do that. We decided that when the spade was led, we assessed that it was jack 10, maybe 4 or 5. If it had been king jack 10, well, there's not much we can do anyway, is there? So we played low, low, one with the ace. When we got back in, we came back with a spade at some point in time. To a 6, we played the 9 and held our breath that it wasn't a jack open, that it was jack 10 combination. And when they won the king, there was no way for them to go ahead and play the hearts because dangerous opponent is over here in West. So ultimately at this point, we went ahead and played our diamonds, and if we can squeeze one of the opponents, in this case East for clubs, we'll even make an over trick. Okay, I hope that was a lesson you enjoyed. Thank you for coming. Hopefully it was worthwhile. Talk to you next week and talk to you next year. I hope you have a good one. Thanks for coming and have a good day playing bridge.